This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome, you're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's become a Friday yet again because we've seen record high levels yet again on the Sensex. Clocked in the levels of 42,063 today, right after touching the milestone of 42,000 in yesterday's trading session. So what really fueled the rally in today's trading session? Also, what are the big cues to watch out now?
Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, in fact, it was a historic week for Indian markets. Although we witnessed a mild profit taking at high levels on Friday, as Sensex did hit a fresh record high of 42,063, but it sort of failed to hold on to the gains and close below the 42,000 marker. But in fact, for the week, it rallied by about 1%. Now, for the week, Sensex rose 0.8%, while the Nifty 50 ended with gains of 0.78%. Now, the broader market did outperform as the mid-cap index was up 3.6%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 3.97%. Sectorally, Nifty Media was up 5.5%, followed by Nifty Realty, Nifty Pharma, FMCG indices. In fact, the Nifty mid-cap index rose nearly 4% for the week ended January 17th, supported by gains in Indostar, IRB Infra, GNA Axels and Rallies India, which were up more than 17% for the week ended January 17. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street for Friday as well. Sensex rose 12 points to close at 41,945, while the Nifty 50 fell 3 points to close at 12,353. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in energy, healthcare, telecom and consumer durables, while profit taking was seen in banks, metals, finance, public sector, as well as capital goods stocks. Now, broader markets did outperform. Small cap index closed with gains of 0.42% and the mid cap index was up 0.54% on Friday. If you look at the stocks which hit fresh 52-week high, well, there were more than 100 stocks on the BSE. That includes names like MRF, Nestle India, SRF, Dr. Reddy's, Torrent Pharma and DB's Laboratories that hit fresh 52-week high on the BSE. Well, experts feel that a decisive break above 12,400 in Nifty would trigger the next directional move, and market participants will react to heavyweight stocks like RIL, TCS and HCL Tech results in early trade on Monday. Now, if you look at the Nifty gainers, well, Grasim Industries, RIL, Dr. Reddy's and Bharti Airtel were the top Nifty gainers, and in terms of losers, Yes Bank, Gail India, IndusInd Bank and Bharti Infratel were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, if you could really help us understand in terms of sectors, which sectors really performed in today's trading session and also which were the stocks where maximum volume action seen?
Well, sectorally, energy index rose 1.79%, followed by the telecom index as well as the healthcare index. And the profit taking was seen in sectors like banks, that was down by 0.78%, followed by public sector as well as the metal index. Now, volume spike of 100 to 600% was seen in stocks like Bosch, Apollo Tyres, Bharti Airtel, IDEA, MRF, Dr. Reddy's and Bharti Infratel. Well, long buildup was seen in stocks like Torrent Pharma, Bharti Airtel, Dr. Reddy's as well as Glenmark Pharma. And short buildup was seen in stocks like IDEA Cellular, SBI, Bharti Infratel as well as IOC.
Absolutely. Now, Kshitij, if you could just help all our investors and listeners of our Money Control podcast really understand as to what the next week really holds for us, especially when it's the earnings season, which are the big earnings to really watch out for?
Well, there are no macro triggers to watch out for probably in the coming week. But in terms of earnings, there are more than 160 stocks on the BSE, which will declare the results for the week ended January, for the week starting, in fact, January 20th to January 24th. Now, Saturday, important companies will come out with results, that is HDFC Bank, Chennai Petro, as well as GSPL. Come Monday morning, we got Kotak Mahindra, the Federal Bank and ICICI Securities. On Tuesday, we got ICICI Prudential, HDFC, AMC and Z Entertainment. On Wednesday, we got Axis Bank, L&T, Asian Paints, SBI Life, AU Small Finance Bank, as well as RBL. On Thursday, we got again HDFC Life, Biocon, Canara Bank, Reliance Nippon, AMC and PBR. And Friday, we got Ultratrex Cement, JSW Steel and Bank of Baroda.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, there were again a whole host of stocks that were in news today. Let's start off with Vodafone Idea. The share price actually plunged 25% after the Supreme Court dismissed a review petition filed by telecom companies seeking relief from the adjusted gross revenue verdict. Now, Yes Bank share prices declined by more than 1% after Moody's placed the stock rating under review. Karnataka Bank share prices also fell 5% after the company reported a poor set of numbers for the quarter ended December 2019. Now, Jayashree Tea, on the other hand, rose 6% as the company decided to sell stake in two of its tea estates in Africa. On the other hand, Piramal Enterprises share prices rose about 5% after the board approved selling of stake in the healthcare insights and analytics business as well. Now, Shritish, could you help us really understand how are we placed on the index, especially on the Nifty, and what kind of chart patterns really suggestions to us, and which are the crucial levels to watch out for now?
Yes, well, in terms of technical charts, well, Nifty formed a small bullish candle on the weekly charts, and in fact, it remained listless for the entire week and moved in a small band of around about 100 odd points. Now, most experts feel that at a breakout above 12,400 will actually take Nifty to fresh record highs. However, the crucial support is actually placed at 12,050. Now, what experts feel are that stable move above 12,300 shall at least ensure sideways consolidation, but without any proper trading opportunity on the long side. However, a strong close above 12,390 can extend this rally towards 12,400 levels. But for the time being, traders are advised to make use of weakness below 12,300 to create short positions rather than buying the dip. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500 followed by 12,400, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 12,200.
All right, then thanks a lot for Shritish for all these important levels to watch out for on the index and a strategy that the investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.